News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Trump administration is deporting hundreds of immigrants, even though a judge has ordered that their removals be stopped.
The judge's order came while planes were already in the air. He verbally ordered them to be turned around, but did not include that in his written order, and the flights apparently were not. Asked if his administration violated a court order,
I don't know, you have to speak to the lawyers about that.
At the same time,
that was a bad group of, as I say, hombres.
The deportations came after the president invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, which gives extraordinary powers to detain or remove foreigners who'd otherwise have legal protection. It's only been used 3 times in U.S. history, during the War of 1812 and both World Wars, and requires a president to declare the U.S. is at war.
Well, this is a time of war.
He calls the criminal migrant influx an invasion. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Kremlin has confirmed that U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will speak tomorrow amid a period of whirlwind diplomacy to end the war in Ukraine, AP's Harriet Morris.
This will be the second officially confirmed conversation between the two leaders since Trump took office in January. Washington is pressing for a 30-day ceasefire plan. While Ukraine has agreed, Putin has said he supports the idea of a truce in principle, but said there were many details that still needed to be clarified. Announcing the upcoming conversation with Putin aboard Air Force One on Sunday night, Trump said a lot of work had been done over the weekend. For his part, the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, refused to give details of what the two leaders would discuss.
The Rwanda-backed rebels who captured key areas of Congo's mineral-rich east said that they're withdrawing from peace talks this week with the Congolese government. This is AP News. Who invented the March Madness bracket? AP's Julie Walker.
Many say Jody's Club Forest on Staten Island was the first. Terrence Haggerty is the founder's son.
He was a creative guy, and, you know, he would like to come up with some things to add business in a way. So that was his whole beginning of it. And the first year they did it, it was 1977, and there were 88 people to get in it. And it was at $10 a ticket.
The pool shut down in 2006 over legal concerns. By then, the jackpot hit $1.6 million. But others say a Kentucky postal worker was the first in 1978, his son Damon Stinson.
It was kind of a betting thing, but not really a betting thing. It was just kind of like a who knows college basketball better kind of thing.
He says his dad used a ruler and paper to sketch out brackets and required a nominal entry fee. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.